The Delta variant of the coronavirus has now accounted for 70% of the cases that have been ID'd in New Jersey. It's also marked the first time the variant was the leading cause for cases in the state. That's according to the New Jersey Department of Health. The state monitors the variants in spans of 4 weeks worth of time. State officials, they know that the current COVID-19 vaccines available have proven to be successful against the variants. And the key health metrics the state uses to ease restrictions, including more serious illness, hospitalizations, deaths, they are now almost exclusive from the Delta variant. COVID-19 variant, that first spread at the start of the pandemic, you remember that, spring of 2020, that's no longer detectable for all intents and purposes. Dr. Christine Tan, who's an epidemiologist with the state's health department, said that's why it's really important for us to monitor that activity, but most importantly, to keep these new variants from emerging. She said we really have to get the vaccination coverage optimized. You know, how difficult is it to understand that when you get vaccinated, as soon as possible, you protect yourself? You don't want to be selfish? Okay, you protect children, your other loved ones. How about thinking about your community? Unless you intend on shopping from home and having everything for the rest of your life delivered, you're going to have to go out sometime. Yet there are still imbeciles who insist on getting their health and medical advice from either Tucker Carlson or some basement-dwelling jerk they're friends with on Facebook. Result of all that, 47% of Republicans are saying they will not get the COVID vaccine. Any of them. That's compared to 9% of Democrats. Now, for those people, every whisper of a rumor is a reason not to get the vaccine. Granted, there's only one reason to get the vaccine, but I think it's a pretty damn good one. It means there's a 95% chance you will not get COVID-19. And also means, in that case, you will not give the COVID-19 virus to anybody. But that's not good enough for the anti-vaxxers. So I guess since there's a slight chance that cancer can come back even after chemo, they won't be getting any chemo if, God forbid, they get cancer. While New Jersey's vaccination rate is over 70%, that's being credited with preventing more large-scale Delta outbreaks versus what's been happening in the rest of the country. Governor Phil Murphy is stressing that unvaccinated residents here in New Jersey remain exposed and give the virus an opportunity to still spread in the state. And can COVID-19 mandates come back to haunt us once again? Yeah, unless something changes, just could be. Look at the most recent rate of transmission numbers. It increased here in New Jersey to 1.01. That's up from before that 0.95. Geographically, if you look at where the greatest rates of transmission are, southern part of the state, 2.5%. Question for you out of curiosity. In light of this and the rocketing COVID rates in a growing number of locations, you might want to check, did you burn and toss out all of your face masks?